News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West, Grace Boland, has called for urgent action to boost public transport during major concerts after reports of fans being stranded or forced to walk home due to limited late night services. And she joins us now. Grace, there has been an absolute plethora of gigs around the capital over the last couple of weeks. Malahide, Phoenix Park, loads and loads of gigs and legion stories of people not able to get home. Have we just now joined up thinking on this? Are we not providing transport for enough people when we run these events?
Hi, Ciara. Yes, Dublin has been buzzing with people coming from all over the country up to sporting events and gigs at Malahide Castle, Marley Park, Aviva, Tree Arena, yeah, and more. And it's brilliant. And it's great to see it. But the public transport just simply isn't delivering. You know, we've all heard the stories. I've had people coming to me continually telling me of stories, trying to get onto the Dart at Malahide, being pushed and crushed, trying to get into the train station, trying to get a Dart back into town to make the last Lewis. The last Lewis is gone, even though they left the gig early. And people telling me they've been walking for miles only to end up joining up with random strangers and trying to taxi share it and flag down any taxi they can find. And it's not good enough. It stresses people out. It worries them.
Some people off going, to be frank. There was a few gigs in Malahide I would have liked to have gone to, but I live in Greystones and I just wasn't worth the hassle of trying to get home.
I'm the same. I simply don't go to Marley Park anymore. Even gigs in town, the last train out to Skerries and Balbriggan is 20 to 12. So actually, it does put you off going to these gigs. And then when your kids are going to it, you're worried, stressed about how they're going to get home. And it's driving people back into their cars.
Is it fair to say, Grace, that public transport, we're supposed to adjust ourselves accordingly around public transport rather than public transport meeting our needs?
Well, that shouldn't be the case, Ciara. I remember the days where there would be extra buses at Marley Park and Malahide Castle. And I simply don't understand why that doesn't happen. You know, it can be done. We're hearing this again that Irish Rail are going to put on extra services for people travelling up from Cork and Tipperary for the All-Ireland final, which is brilliant. But we need more of that joined up thinking. You know, we see over Christmas that we've got late night trains. We have late night Lewis's. And then NTA and TII need to be working together to make sure that people can easily travel to these gigs. You know, whether it's opening the tolls this weekend and avoiding the chaos and making sure that we have late night access.
Most of people, I'm looking at my text line here, everyone is agreeing. So what needs to change? You're a TD. What needs to change?
So this is something that I have put to the NTA. I have asked them to come up with a coherent plan. Dublin Bus, Bus Air and Irish Rail, Lewis. They need to be planning for these concerts and events. You know, they aren't a surprise. We generally know about them months and months in advance. You know, there's often the Aviva is on the Dart and Northern Commuter Line. Often at weekends, that line is closed.
You're completely right. Look, we will leave it there for the moment, but that is Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West, Grace Boland. Let us know out there your experience. It has been a summer of gigs, which is fantastic, but getting home, one of the Aviva gigs, The Lansdowne Dart Station was closed at the end of the gig, so you couldn't get on or off. So it's right beside a Dart Station and the Dart line was closed to people going from the concert.
I think my daughter was walking for the best part of an hour to get to the public transport from Marley Park at a gig a couple of weeks
crazy.
ago. Crazy. Yeah. And wearing cowboy boots as well. That's no fun.
That's not crazy. That's absolute proper order. Well done, Evie. Let us know your experiences out there. I think a lot of people will have been affected by this. 5306 at a cost of 30 cent or
087 1400 106. Now it's coming up to 7:39 on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara and Shane. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning. The Examiner reporting that leaders of Palestine GAA say they'll do all they can to ensure their planned tour of Ireland goes ahead, despite their 47 visa applications being rejected by Irish officials. You'll remember the group's founder, Stephen Redmond, spoke to us on the show yesterday of his hopes to bring 33 children and 14 mentors to Ireland next Monday, but that their visas have been turned down. The statement last night said they were deeply disappointed by this, confirmed they will appeal the decision immediately. Our hearts are with the children and mentors who are so excited to be welcomed to Ireland. They said, against all odds, we're doing everything we can to make this tour happen. We're not giving up hope.
The Guardian tells us that US author Rainer Wynn says she's devastated by claims that parts of her memoir, The Salt Path, were made up. The best-selling book tells how she and her husband, Moth, became homeless and walked the Southwest Coast Path after he was diagnosed with a rare brain condition. But The Observer questioned parts of the stories, including whether Moth actually has the illness. Wynn has posted medical letters online and called the article grossly unfair and an attack on her life.
Finally, viral TikTok star Olivia Dunn says she was blocked from buying Babe Ruth, the famous baseball player, his old New York apartment. The 22-year-old told her followers she had put in an offer on the $1.5 million co-op just days before getting the keys. The building voted to reject her. Unlike regular apartments, co-ops are owned by a group of shareholders who can approve or deny who gets to move in. She just wasn't waspish.
Waspish.
Why can't I say that word? Waspish.
Apparently those co-ops, particularly in upmarket bits of New York, are incredibly snobby and cliquey.
Those new social media types coming in.
Yes. Well, I think they have New York accents rather than British
ones. Hey, how does it go then? I don't think they speak like that either, though, do they?
I don't think so.
I think they probably sound more English than American.
I'm not sure that they do. But anyway, still to come this morning here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.